This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:22 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. Let's get a quick update on how the FBM KLCI looks like.
Still in the red, unfortunately. The FBM KLCI is down currently 0.3%, 1,452 points.
Okay, and we're turning our attention to the fixed income markets because RAM recently reported that Malaysian bonds saw a brief respite in May 2022 with net foreign buying amounting to about 500 million ringgit after two successive months of net foreign selling.
This has included both long and short-term Malaysian government bonds and securities. As a result, bond yields fell broadly with the 10-year MGS yield down by 12.8 basis points month-to-month as of end of May. The one-year MGS yield also rose 16.5 basis points month-to-month in tandem. However, is this rally in May short-lived? And were the rate hikes of 75 bips by the Fed Reserve in the US spook investors?
For some answers, we turn to Dr. Ray Choi, Head of Economics and Research at Opus Asset Management. Ray, good morning. Thanks as always for joining us. Now, the bond market had a short rally prior to the most recent sell-off. Why is sentiment shifting so rapidly? And do you expect this to continue?
Good morning. Thanks for having me here again. So the key word I have for you today is information uncertainty. This is with regards to inflation data, for example, has evolved quite a lot. And especially when we're talking about supply chain disruptions, it's not actually very easy to model and monitor into inflation, which basically makes inflation less predictable. Also, the end result of inflation, such as consumer and producer price indices, are very readily available, but it's mostly after the event kind of data. So while data on logistic costs, agent profiteering, and war-related inflation effects, they are actually a lot less tractable. So all of that actually contributes to that information uncertainty I was pointing out.
Okay, now, obviously part of the recent sell-off was the rate hike by the US of 75 basis points. Why do you think the market reacted the way it did?
Essentially, the market was quite surprised because initially the Federal Reserve had earlier guided hikes in steps of 50 basis points. So while central banks can always qualify that the decision is data dependent, overusing that clause, of course, can cause excess market volatility. Essentially, markets prefer a sense of predictability. Therefore, given uncertainties in Federal Reserve actions and future actions, the distribution of potential outcomes are going to be a lot wider. So this can, of course, lead to two other worries. So first of all, the potential of whether a 100 basis points rate hike could actually occur at some point in time. And secondly, there's also the intensity of securities reduction in the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. So although it was planned that the Federal Reserve could sell up to $60 billion in Treasury securities a month, markets would be closely watching whether the reduction occurs very quickly and at what kind of pace.
So Ray, what are your expectations then in terms of the Fed fund rate hike by year end?
Well, the expectation at the moment is that they could actually raise by another 75 basis point if the Federal Reserve maintains its narrative and, you know, avoids spooking the market further. But, you know, going forward, like I say, the level and of uncertainty is actually very high right now. So the Federal Reserve actually needs to normalize a lot more to actually, you know, bring inflation on an even keel. So I think over the next couple of months, we could be seeing successive 75 to 50 basis points rate hikes at each meeting.
So with those rate hikes in place, what is the impact on ringgit?
So traditionally, when developed markets such as the US raise rates, it usually leads to outflows from emerging markets such as Malaysia. However, there are some nuances. Some emerging markets may outperform others. Outperform does not necessarily mean that returns will be positive, but it's really which is the least ugly in the beauty parade. So for example, in Malaysia's case, fortunately, we have a current account surplus and the benefit of higher commodity prices, especially oil prices. So some emerging markets such as Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, they are essentially investment-grade markets with relatively strong external balance sheets. So I would expect such markets to outperform the other weaker emerging markets.
And Ray, has the recent movement by the Fed and also other central banks in the region put pressure on Bank Negara to raise the overnight policy rate at the next MPC meeting, even after the surprise move in May?
I would say that Bank Negara has opened the door for further rate hikes. Whether it's dependent completely on other economies is another matter. But I think internally, we have quite a number of variables which support that rate hike. So first of all, it is very useful for Bank Negara to manage inflation expectations. And Bank Negara wants to set a precedent that it is very serious about normalizing rates from very low levels. So for example, in the US, one of the disappointments by the market is that they were a little bit too late in raising interest rates. And I think in Malaysia's case, we're also seeing signs of recovery in consumer goods spending, services, and hospitality. So all of this has actually led to higher prices on core inflation. However, the calculus by Bank Negara is very complex. First of all, like what I said earlier, inflation can be unpredictable depending on whether the Russian-Ukraine war ends and the impact of minimum wages going forward. Secondly, growth can be also unpredictable given a developing recession in the US and also in Europe. And China is also in the midst of resolving a housing crisis. So I would say on that note, Bank Negara could raise rates again on the normalization argument, even if growth and inflation may be uncertain going forward.
Thanks very much for your time. That was Dr. Ray Choi, Head of Economics and Research at Opus Asset Management.
Yeah, very quickly, we have results coming out for Astro. First quarter numbers of 125 million earnings, which was in line with expectations. Market still likes this stock. 9 buys, 5 holds, 1 sell. Consensus target price for the stock, 1 ringgit and 14 cents. Current share price, 92 cents. At the moment, it's down 2 cents this morning.
Okay, it's 9:29 in the morning. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.